The Mishnah says, "Katan hachola, ein molon so ad shiavri." And the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, adds to it. He says, "Ein malon elavlach ein bo shum choli." And the Rambam adds, "Sakonis defashes doches hakol, the efshel lomen laachas man, vi efshel laachas nefesh achas misol olam." So Rav points out, why does the Ram have to say it? He should just say, Sakonis nefashos, pikuach nefesh, shetoichas hakol. Why does it end for efshel lomulach hazman, v'efshel lahachzen nefesh achas misol la'olam? So the Rav said that it could be that by Mila, there's a special halacha of pikuach nefesh, to be doicha de Mila, beyond the general halacha of Sakonis nefashos. And that's what it means, efshel lahachzen nefesh achas misol. And even though pikuach nefesh may be chuya, maybe as relates to mila, it's hutra. But I was thinking, just to add to what the Rav said, this machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, where the mesu achuv machmas mila, whether he has a din of an orel. Rashi says he is, and he's also to eat truma. And Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, since you're not mesu achmach mila, since you can't do the mila, he's not considered an oral at all. So maybe one of the issues between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam is, according to Rabbeinu Tam, since the halacha pikuach nefesh is mafkia the shem oral, because there's no chova at all, and therefore he's not considered oral, he's mutar b'truma. Rashi holds otherwise. It's regular pikuach nefesh, it's chuya, but he still has a shem oral. It may be related to this. It could be in general that Rabbi Tam thinks, since there's no chiyuv, even if it's chuya, he still doesn't have a shem oral. And then we'd have to distinguish between what the loch is before ches yomim, where he, according to the Moni Vomis, may have a shem oral, and the loch of pikuach nefesh by mila.